Friday continues here. My next guest needs no introduction, but I'll give you one anyway. Steve Doolin, a licensed attorney, professor, you know, all around good guy. No fooling, it's Doolin on a Friday. There he is. Doolin, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Gruber?
Good. I need your help.
Okay.
I need your help to understand, what is the Court of Claims? I ask you this because Enbridge apparently has lost its patience in dealing with the construction of this $500 million tunnel that they proposed to build and give to the state of Michigan. Free, by the way, so that they could have peace of mind that we'd have no leaks of any sort of oil or gas or anything into the Straits of Mackinac ever. And then, of course, it has been pushed back, and Dana Nessel says she might just shut it down anyway, the attorney general. What is the Court of Claims? What are they doing here? Do you understand what that means? You're an attorney. You're the man. I'm coming to you for answers.
Well, yeah, I've actually brought cases in the Court of Claims. It's a special jurisdiction court that was created fairly recently in Michigan's history. I can't remember the exact year, but the Court of Claims is a special jurisdiction court for specific types of cases. So in this case, that involves the state of Michigan.
Sure.
And so there's a list. You know, you look it up and you figure out whether you need to bring your case in a circuit court or in the Court of Claims. You may recall several years back when Governor Engler was in office, he kept getting sued in the Ingham County Circuit Court.
Right.
And there was one particular Ingham County Circuit Court judge who kept ruling against Governor Engler, basically. And the legislature decided to create this Court of Claims.
All right, now hold on one second, Bill.
Sort of, instead of one circuit judge who got elected in one county
right. Taking
all these cases, it would go to a Michigan court.
Right. All right, so hold on one second. You sounded like you went underwater and became an alien there. I'm not quite sure why.
Sorry. Okay.
There you are. But here's what the Enbridge press release reads in part, and I want to share this with you because you may or may not have read. We are taking this action in order to protect Michigan's consumers. We require a court review of the enforceability in order to remove obstacles to building the tunnel as quickly as possible and ensure energy security and environmental protection for Michigan. Because they feel like they made a deal with a state that's now being, I don't know, messed with, I suppose. And so Enbridge is offered to build a $500 million tunnel to create energy security and safety. And apparently they've run out of patience. I don't know how else to look at it. We're going to have Ryan Duffy here on the program in a minute to talk more about it. But what does this court have the ability to do?
Well, it's a court that can rule on specific claims, you know, not surprisingly, involving the state of Michigan. So it was really, as I said, created just to prevent statewide issues being litigated in front of a county circuit judge, because before the Court of Claims was brought into existence, that was the only way to litigate claims that involved the state of Michigan or the governor's actions or anybody
sure.
in the executive branch. They would have to be sued in Ingham County Circuit Court, which happens to be the county where the capital is.
Right.
So that's really the only change. It's litigation that involves statewide issues.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is something. We only have a couple minutes left here, Doolin, but
sure.
but I'm curious about this, because you've got Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, newly minted. She's had some successes with some legislation so far, and she said, "I'm going to renegotiate with Enbridge. We're going to get together," and they're talking. It looks to me to be talking in good faith, and then you have the attorney general come out and say, "Well, I might just shut down the pipeline anyway." I mean, that doesn't look particularly promising to me. If Dana Nessel, the attorney general, has she gone rogue? Said, "I'm just going to do this anyway. I don't like line five." She's been very clear. She does not like line five. Can she go around the governor and do that sort of thing?
Well, that's exactly why the Court of Claims would probably be the right place to organize this, because you've got in Michigan, we have what's called a strong attorney general versus some other states. Because the attorney general is elected separately, they don't always necessarily have to be on the same page.
Right.
So the governor can't remove her.
To
get some clarity, I can understand where the attorneys for Enbridge would want to get into court and find out exactly who they're supposed to deal with and how much power the state has in light of the fact that there were previous agreements. It makes perfect sense. This is something that you'd want to get before a judge, and
sure.
It just so happens that the Court of Claims is where you would find that judge.
Sure, and so in Michigan, the blue wave that came in for the statewide offices in large part included Democrat Dana Nessel and Democrat Gretchen Whitmer as governor, of course. But this could create some real issues for the governor going forward, couldn't it? I'll give you the last word.
Well, it could be. You know, I'm reminded of Romeo and Juliet joggling the elbow of the person who's in the middle of a sword fight. Sure.
Yeah.
Your so-called friend gets you killed sometimes.
Well, there you go. All right, Doolin, I appreciate it. You put on your scholarly hat and you help me out, and I do appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend. Oh,
you too. Always happy to help. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody, a licensed attorney, professor, and a guy who understands the Court of Claims. Now I get it. Time now to catch back up with our good friend Kyle Malin at MERS News. We have the Capitol Report. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Steve. A busy week at the Capitol with a House panel moving legislation that forces the state to collect bids on selling Michigan's half of the Blue Water Bridge, which connects Port Huron to Sarnia, Canada. The plan doesn't mandate that Michigan sell the span, which could net around $500 million if put on the blocks, but it does put the plan on the table for discussion. Representative Matt Maddox from Oakland County is philosophically opposed to the state owning certain facilities, and he wants Michigan government out of welcome centers, four small airports, and the rail line between Grayling and Gaylord. The House budget also moves around some money so that every state tax dollar collected at the pump goes to roads, and school aid fund money is no longer used to fund higher education. Democrats in the K-12 community are agitated, though, that the House plan does not raise any new money for either the roads or schools. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had raised $2.5 billion for both as part of her 45-cent gas tax increase proposal. The Democrats claim the plan counts on a lot of unrealistic cuts to other parts of the budget so that about $400 million more can go to the roads, less than a quarter of what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted. In other news, Enbridge is pulling out of negotiations with the state on redoing its agreement on tunneling under the Straits of Mackinac to entomb its Line 5 light crude oil line. Governor Whitmer apparently wanted the tunnel built in 2 years, which Enbridge said is completely unrealistic. Attorney General Dana Nessel is claiming that the law that created the project is unconstitutional, and Enbridge is going to court to overturn that ruling. Nessel has already threatened legal action to decommission the current Line 5 as soon as this month, unless Whitmer struck a deal with the company more to her liking. And finally, the governor is making it clear this week that she wants the Benton Harbor School Board to reach a decision by today on whether the state's proposal to close the district's high schools is a way to fix the district's debt and academic issues. Several lawmakers on the Democratic side are urging the governor to give the school board more time to find more options, but Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey said the only other alternative is dissolution. Under the state plan, Benton Harbor students would be bused to one of 8 other neighboring school districts. It's also possible a charter school in the city could take some kids as well. That's going to do it from the Capitol. For MERS News, I'm Kyle Malin for MTN.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.